Welcome, welcome to What's Up Lagos. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info Overloading. I had that song coming into work today. I was just, It's a very vibey, really good song that just gets you set up for a fantastic day. I like it. I really like it. Well, that was Overdose. It's a full star song, Overloading. Mavis, Crayon, Ira Star, Ladipo, Magic, and Boy Spice, all of them putting that together. And I just really, really love the vibe. There was a day I was coming to work. Nigerians are pretty angry.
No.
Some people are just especially angrier than others.
Okay.
This day started out for me on a very not too good note. So I needed something to, you know, get me, you know, ready for work.
Okay, in the groove.
So I was playing a very good song. And I found Lollipop in my bag.
Okay.
So I put it in my mouth. And this guy who's behind me in traffic just got upset.
Uh-uh.
Yes, now. I couldn't understand it. Like, he just kept hooting his own. The traffic wasn't moving. I was dancing. I had Lollipop in my mouth. I was looking at him from my side mirror, and he was just so furious. Like, move. I'm like, move where? There's, like,
that's
guy. So why are you angry that somebody's happy?
He just probably can't fathom the joy.
Hey, but if you can't fathom it, face front.
Right?
Is it your dad? Is it your happy?
As I'm looking at you right now, because you came to the studio looking like beauty, Wemimo. You know, so I'm also
maintaining
like,
beauty.
Can I fathom all this joy? What's going on? I love it. So,
maintain the beauty.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
He couldn't take it. He's like, no, this beauty is overdosing.
It's overdosing.
The joy is overloading.
Hey,
you understand?
So where's Juma? We need some rhymes here. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is What's Up Lagos. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm not alone here.
Hey, I'm Isoke.
Yeah, Isoke is going to be with me all through the show today, and we are going to give you a fabulous time. We've got a conversation coming up. Yesterday was pretty sweet.
We're
talking about Asha B, and some of you really, really, you're either for or against. You took either sides of the poll. Let's talk some more about some other matters today now, shall we? But that's after I play you another song, because today I came ready for you to groove.
That's it.
That's how we're going to do it today.
Music.
There's a song I really like. If you're a TikTok person or Instagram Reels, you'd have heard this song. Now I'm off my head. Oh my God. People use it a lot for songs. I'm gonna be one of the greatest. That is a promise. That is a promise.
Yes.
Let me differ. I'm gonna have to pray now.
Do we?
I'm gonna be one of the greatest. That is a promise. That is a promise. One of the greatest. Yeah, so I'm gonna be one of the greatest. And the girl who did the song, yes, is just.
What is her name?
Her name reminds me always of something that looks like Frozen. If you've seen the Frozen cartoon.
Elsa,
the Elsa vibe. Although she's on low cut, but she's got this constellation. You know, when you talk about the constellation, the stars, the planet, like she's pulling the energy of the firmament.
Mm.
That's the kind of energy I get when I look at her.
That's the energy I'm getting from you, though. You're pulling...
Plenty.
You're pulling stars today.
It's plenty. Okay, let me play that. I found it. Here we go. Welcome. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is What's Up Lagos. Let's get talking. I hope we got in the mood for the talk. Yeah, today on What's Up Lagos, I've got just a question for you. Again, I saw this conversation going on online and I picked up on it. It's worthy of thoughts, right? So you ask yourself, as tough as things are in this country and everywhere in the world, by the way, what do you think the order should be in deciding to have children? So do you think, you find some people who are in their 40s, their late 30s, who are not married, or who don't, some people don't want to get married, right? But they want to have children. But they've not started having kids. They want to have kids, but they think they're not ready. because you need to get everything in place. You need to have a good job, a well-paying job, get your own apartment, you know, be comfortable. I mean, diaper now is 5,700, like almost 6,000 naira. If you have a little baby, you're buying that every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you're buying baby milk, expensive. Everything is expensive. School fees. So you want to have enough money to be able to give your children a good life. Mm-hmm. So what do you think should be order of priority? Do you think that you should build a life comfortable enough to bring children into before you start having them? Or are you of the school of thought that says, just have the children, more like just a rough farm together. They will grow. They'll just be growing together, you know. All of you will hustle together. The children will be growing on one side, you'll be hustling on one side. You'll just grow up and look back and your kids are all grown. What do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think people really need to be very prepared before they have kids. Because eventually, okay, the children come and then you're paying 6,000 naira every week for diapers alone. You'll be upset. You'll probably take it out on the kids. I believe you will.
So you'll be upset.
You will. You'll be like, why do I even have, like, what's going on? And then eventually, the children will be raised in a home of trauma. You know, not based off experience or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe that, you know, you should be ready. Not only financially, emotionally, spiritually self, you must be ready.
So what would be the yardstick to know when would you be ready? So I had a friend who was dating this guy for forever.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the same university and he was doing quite well. He had a good job, but he still wasn't ready to get married. Because he had his own yardstick. His yardstick wasn't that I had a well-paying job. It's like he needed to build his own house. Right? And he would not get married unless he built his own house. Now, that's yardstick for some people. For some people, it's just be able to, you know, just be able to buy food. If you're able to buy breakfast, everybody will sort themselves for the rest of that day. Will sort themselves for the rest of the day. If you can't eat, we'll meet at the home at night and sort ourselves again before we go to bed. That's how some people hustle life.
Mm.
But some people would tell you that if you wait too long to start having kids,
mm-hmm.
when you are 60, you have a 10, 12-year-old. You're still paying school fees when you should be resting.
I don't think you ever really rest when it comes to children.
Well, you do. That you get to a point where you're no longer, at least they're not grown enough to take care of themselves. My parents are no longer in charge of my life. They're not they're not paying anything for me. If anything, I'm paying something for them.
Mm.
Right? And you know, we have this African mentality that, you know, if you spend all your life raising your children, then you have to. But if at 55, you now have a 10-year-old child.
I understand. It's just that, are you not, like, would it now be that, okay, have them quickly when you're not really ready so that you don't have to spend more time?
Yes, now.
But then, if you are older, you're, like, way more ready. Wiser,
not necessarily.
Stable.
No, but no, you know, that's not guaranteed.
Mm.
It's not guaranteed that in the next 5 years you'll be able to get your stuff together. It's not guaranteed that in the next 5 years you will get that job you think you'll get, that you have more money, that you'll be more stable, because the economy is running faster than you can catch up.
True. But if you have the drive, you know, if you have the drive, you can just like have like a plan. Okay, by this, you know, by this year, I should at least have this down. I should have this ready, you know. And then you can be like, okay, I'm ready for marriage, I'm ready for a child, you know. But if you're not, I think the yardsticks are very relative. It depends on you.
It does. But so let's throw this out to you, and you can give us your own examples if you have personal examples. Do you think that you should just wait it out, take your time until you're ready, you have enough money to have children before you have them? Or because by the time you are actually ready, you're possibly in your 40s.
I don't think that matters though. To me,
it doesn't matter.
What's wrong with being 40 and having
a baby,
your first child? What's wrong with that?
You just do the calculation. By the time you're 60,
so
your child is still in school.
If that is how life has played like your cards, that's fine.
No, it's a different thing if life dealt you that.
Mm.
It's another thing if you chose for it to be that way.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you plan to get, you know, many of us when we were younger, we thought, oh, by 20-something, I'm married, by 27, I'm done, having my children, I'm done.
Look at me now.
It doesn't always work that way. Mm. Right? That's a different thing. But some people deliberately say, I'm not ready until I have to build my career.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get into managerial position, or at least this level, or I need to have my first degree, have my master's before I even start thinking of having children.
Mm.
Some people say, I need to have my master's, I need to do my PhD, I need to get school out of the way, and I need my doctorate before anything at all.
Mm.
Before anything. Others will say, if you wait till you have all of the, you can have the children by the cell, let them be growing.
Why? Why are they growing?
No, but they
do you
will
have
grow?
The time to nurture children when you are still trying to achieve? Because if you are trying to achieve all these things in your life and you have children, honestly, you cannot serve two masters, I believe. Oh, you're going to have to sacrifice one for the other.
But
your children need your time. You don't think so?
No, would your children ever get 100% of your time? You have to work. Even when you have, if you decide to have kids at 45, you're still going to work.
But
you're still
going to
have personal improvement.
Oh,
yeah, as very, very plenty much.
As much?
Maybe even much more, because now you need more money to take care of them. And so you need to do extra work sometimes. Mm. So that takes a lot of your time too. Look at the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. They're ready. When you call us, you need to shout, what's up, Lagos? Right, let's go. Ah, this one is gone. Let's have him here. Good morning. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
What? No, the signature tune here is what's up, Lagos. No. I can hear you. Hello, can you hear us?
Okay.
You need to tell us what's up, Lagos. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Okay, I think you'll be responding to them when they shout, what's up, Lagos. All right, please go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, you were talking about some people getting ready to have children at the tender age or something. Look, let me take you away from what you're discussing.
Why?
Put this one into your discussion. What about those that have even planned that by the time I'm 28, I'm 30, I'm through giving birth? And even at 50, they've been trying for the past 20 years, not coming. So,
No, I've mentioned that. I said some people plan to, but life happens. You know, life happens. I talked about that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have the calculation, like by 26, 27, I'm done having all my children.
And
we're doing fine girl, fine boy. But life happens.
And again, you're talking about people. You go get belly bone picking. You know, go take care of it. Omo, let me tell you something. There was a child in the school I was teaching about 10, 15 years ago.
Yes.
This time they call children on the assembly, those that are owing money. They will call this girl that is owing. Oh. He went home one day and told daddy, I said, Jack, every day, top and pay. I want to inject this, Lori Assembly. Oh, my, please, do you do, go home. But then my belly told you, and she be me while she think of that too.
Let me subtitle it for you.
Please, because.
So she said there was this girl in the school where she taught that was always sent back home on assembly for never paying her fees.
Mm.
So she went home and told her dad, why are they always calling Tonyi Dowu, go back home? Why did you have me when you can't take care of me?
Snaps fingers. I snap my fingers. Yes.
But that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Put off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Welcome to the show.
My dear, the truth of the matter is, this matter is really a matter that is very sensitive.
A matter that matters.
A matter that matters. This matter.
You know, definitely as a woman or as a lady, you want to, you know, settle down in good time. Also, you have your dreams, your aspirations. But, you know, sometimes you look at yourself and then by the time you find yourself probably not even achieving those things, you're like, okay, what happened? Now, you're talking about those that are in their 40s that say that they want to, that's where they want to have their children.
Mm.
But you know that elsewise is not really advisable.
Hmm.
Because at the time that they are now saying that they want to having children, they might have complications because of their age.
Yes.
Now, and then I realized another thing, because I got married when I was 33 years. I had to, if I chose to get married, I would have been married since like 25 years old.
Oh.
But a lot of things happened, but eventually I got married at 33 years. But I realized that nothing a child at that age is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, at at your 20s, you still had the strength.
Energy to run
you
after
can
them.
Combine these. You have the energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You can combine these. You can do this. You can do that.
Yeah.
But the moment you are getting from 30 and above, the energy level comes down.
Hmm.
I had my last child as in 20, at the age of 40 years.
Whoa.
You understand? So I knew what it is. In fact, there are some things that they will come and say, would you children leave me just? I beg, leave me alone.
Thank you very much for calling us. Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Okay. Okay. That was some energy.
We love it.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
I'm sorry, I don't know the name of your colleague.
It's okay.
It's okay. If you don't remember, it's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nigeria is okay right now.
Abio, it's okay. It's okay.
Yay!
Welcome.
Childbirth. Sometimes it depends on the individual, or it could be a collective agreement between a man and a woman. Like you said earlier, you could plan to get married, have babies before 30, and life happens.
Yeah.
Biologically, once you are close to 40, it's almost impossible you give birth having some complications.
Mm.
But we all know there are people who give birth even at 55.
True then.
Yes. So it's not always our plan, especially for us that are Christians. We make a plan, but God has a better plan for us.
Mm.
And we, at some point, we become agitated, we become scared. Why things are not working.
This was
the plan I set for myself.
It's not
working.
You know,
the day we had a topic where we spoke about maybe a boyfriend and a girlfriend having a covenant that if this did not happen, if that did not happen, I'm not going to have a baby. I hope you remember. Stuff like that happens. And in the end, at least we rejoice, because at the end of the day, whether you make the plan or the plan makes you, you have the baby and you take care of your baby. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for calling. So whether you have a baby, whether you have a plan or the plan has you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but you tell me personally, in your, do you think that you should build up yourself first of all? Should you build your business, build your career before you start thinking of having kids, or would you like to do both simultaneously? Like, I'll be building the business, then I'll have the children, and we'll manage and build everything together at once. Good morning, hello. Hi, sorry about that. Please call again. When you call, you shall WhatsApp Lagos. Hello. This is also gone. Hello. Also gone. Hello.
Hello? Good morning.
Yeah, you shall WhatsApp Lagos when you call us.
WhatsApp Lagos.
Kilo day now. Even your voice caught the line. It's too low.
Where is the ginger?
No
Where
energy.
Is it?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
That's it. Okay, we'll manage it. Welcome to the show.
4/10.
We'll manage it. What's your name, sir?
My name is Steven.
Welcome.
It's good to connect.
Good to have you here.
Oh my goodness, I've been trying to connect for over 1.5 years.
What? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here.
It's great. It's great to be here.
Thank you. On
the subject matter.
Yes.
I'd like to say that it is very essential that everybody plans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I started planning for my married life as far back as 2001, even before I met the person I got married to.
Wow.
And I found the person in 2005, who got married in 2014.
Ah.
Wow. I was fully prepared. I was fully ready. We talked so much about what we wanted, how we wanted our children to turn out to be. And we realized critically that we should not have more than 2 children.
Whoa. And you both, that's what you did?
Yes, that is what we have.
Oh, yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, in life,
at least in the current reality that we are in Nigeria right now,
yeah,
there's a need for everybody to be critical about everything, especially when it has to do with long life. And sincerely speaking, if you have 10 trillion in your account today, we don't pray that anything bad happens, and you, because of that, begin to make plans that are so excessive.
Yeah.
If anything happens, you would not like it.
You're correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're correct.
And so for me, I believe every young person today should look at an average lifestyle and tell yourself, if you never had the opportunity before you clock your 40, your 30s, you did not have any opportunity to travel out by virtue of your background and economic
reality. Yeah.
I think it is very essential that you begin to put that in plan, given the current reality today, that I don't want to have more than maybe two, a minimum of two. I think it's still very reasonable in our economy today. School fees is no joke.
Tell me about it.
Is no joke.
Food.
Feeding.
Food.
Is no joke. Transportation. Is no joke.
Right.
And we have an environment that is fully polluted now. Permit me to use that word.
Right.
And so, you know, you want to look at even traveling abroad these days is not...
It's not a joke. So do you think... So you support the fact that you should build your business or career before thinking of settling down?
I think you should do both together.
You should have the kids and build your business and career at the same time.
No. When the way you put it sounds like, should you build the two together? I think it's good to have a perspective of what you want. Your business, building a business as a career, if you want to focus on that, will basically be to be able to take care of your family and maybe loved ones.
Yes.
But sincerely speaking, if you don't plan the number of children, the kind of lifestyle, the kind of family life you want, and you follow after career, you will make the money and you still make a mess of family life.
Whoa. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take another one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Are you sure? What's up, Lagos? When you call us, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yay! Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Temitope. I'm calling you from Bagada.
Welcome, Temitope.
Yeah, you see, what Dan, your previous caller, was saying is actually right.
Okay.
But most of the time, it doesn't work that way. You plan something, Nigeria will tell you that what you are planning is not my own plan for you. This is the plan. You understand?
Yeah.
Let me say, at the age of 23,
yes,
I planned to have my first child.
Okay.
That was what my plan was. I want to get to 23. I want to get this thing done and dusted. Before I get to my 30, I'm done with having kids.
Yeah.
Face my family, face my life and everything.
Yeah.
But my sister didn't work out that way. Family issue, before you could get this one, before you could get this one, I had to. It wasn't easy, not until I get to 32.
Wow.
Before I got married.
It's like you swapped the numbers, 23, 32.
Yes, well, not until I get to 32.
Wow.
And a friend of mine told me that, okay, if you don't work out this thing on the earlier time with this kind of environment we find ourselves, imagine growing up in Bariga and you said you want to have a plan for this, want to have a plan for that, and the environment itself is not even working to your plan.
Going
out of the environment is not even healthy, it's not even allow you to even go out. You're stuck in one place, you're trying to go. That's the way you find yourself. You understand? Like now, I'm just a primary school graduate.
A primary school graduate?
Yeah, it's just a primary school graduate. Which I'm proud of that, because most of the things I get to understand, I kind of taught myself. I tell people I watch cartoon to upgrade myself. Cartoon kind of taught me everything. Cartoon
taught
me how to speak English.
Wow.
Cartoon teach me how to, you understand, to be a simple-minded person, but at the same time, be a go-getter.
Wow. From cartoons?
Yes. From cartoon, I'm telling you. All this I'm telling you, I learned how to speak English through watching cartoons.
Wow. Wow, thank you very much for sharing. I really need to go out in a break now, but I appreciate you for sharing. So that might tell you that cartoons are not just cartoons. You can learn one or two things from watching. He built himself just by watching cartoons and learned how to speak English from there. Okay, I need to go in out now to bring you some guests and give you some good information. That's coming up right after this on Go Away. That is What's Up Lagos, and we've got guests here in the studio from Grow Hay, and they're here to give you some piece of information that you truly, truly need to hear. So come closer to your radio set for the next few minutes and don't miss this information. We've got Chris here from Grow Hay. Good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to What's Up Lagos. Please shout for us, What's Up Lagos.
Thank you. What's up Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, welcome. Please tell us about Grow Hay.
So Grow Hay is a brand from the sanitary industry, and we manufacture toilets, shower systems, kitchen taps, bathroom taps. And I'm here today to talk to you about a program which I run called the GIVE program, which stands for Grower Installer Vocational Training and Education. And we're here to educate plumbers and existing plumbing students on how our products are installed and maintained.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So tell me more about this training. Is this for people who are already plumbers and who already know about these things? So if I have zero knowledge, can I also come to learn?
Yeah, of course. So the training that we offer at the moment will be at the ULDA school in Oshodi, which is a Universal Learn Direct Academy. So we've built a 6-meter training rack in this school, which has a lot of our products on it. And it also has working water. So if the students install something and they don't put it in correctly, then they get wet. So they learn on the job. It's great.
I like that.
To answer your first question, we would like the students to be enrolled on a program with ULDA, so they would be learning to be plumbers. But we understand that's not always possible. We are looking for a program where we would be able to develop people from the streets and take them into the schools and teach them basic plumbing skills. But we also have a program we can run for existing plumbers. So if you're an existing plumber and you want to learn about grower product, then you can go on the grower website, which is just growhay.com, so GROHE.com, and you can look for the Lagos office, and under that you will find the contacts for the people within the Lagos office who you can contact, and they will then help you learn about the GIVE program.
Fantastic.
All right, that's really, really interesting. And I know you said you spoke about plumbing, the plumbing industry. I just want to further understand some more. What difference does Grow Hay intend to bring to Nigeria's plumbing industry?
So at the moment, there is a huge shortage globally of experienced installers and plumbers. So not just here, not just in the UK, you know, all over the world. And we want to try and tackle that. So I think if we didn't do anything now, in 5 or 6 years, there might not be any plumbers. People might not take up that profession.
Yeah.
They might do other things with iPhones or Samsung phones, etc. So we want to tackle that problem. And by creating what we've created with the GIVE program, by creating the training racks and the training program that we've created, we're hoping to make it more exciting for the students to learn about plumbing and about grower.
Yeah, that sounds really fantastic. But you're really correct that a lot of people are leaving the skilled labor to go into tech appears to be really fancy, right? Everyone is moving to web programming, VR, and so on. But there's a merger, there's a convergence here between technology and plumbing. So, and the world is fast moving in this space. So, how are you going to help Nigerians who are interested in the GIVE program learn about this technology-driven approach to plumbing?
So I think one of the best ways to describe it is if you get one of our products, me in particular, I'll take our product, I'll open the box, I'll look at the instructions, and a typical man will throw it out the window. Because it's no good, because we're men,
we can do this.
But actually, one of the biggest problems we have is warranty issues, not from quality of product, from the fact that it wasn't installed correctly in the first place.
Yeah.
And therefore, what we aim to do now is teach people how to install that correctly by using the instructions, by looking at the products and throwing away the parts that need to be thrown away, not the parts that you should keep. And that's one of the biggest issues we have. So that's why we're trying to tackle the shortage in skilled labor and skill them, upskill these people so that they understand when they go into a hotel or they go into an office and it has a Agora product, they can look at the workbooks that we give them, or they have the knowledge in their mind to straight away look at the Agora product and understand it.
That is so fantastic. I actually do believe that if you're going to do anything, you should do it well. So the fact that there's this training, it just makes everything beautiful. But I'd like to ask, in the next few years, what strides do you see Grohe achieving?
So I have a huge target to meet. I have to collaborate with 100 schools across EMENA. So that's the Europe, the Middle East and Northwest Africa. And I have to create 100 schools between now and the end of 2025. And the basis of that is that if we have 100 students in each school, then at the end of 2025, rolling into 2026, we should, fingers crossed, be able to train 10,000 students per year. So that will help bridge the gap with the skilled labour shortage that we currently have globally.
That's some plan. We were just talking about planning before you came in, and that's some plan. In 5 years, 10,000, and really we have a gap in skilled labour that we've talked about. Now let's move on and talk about those who want to enrol. They've heard you. They like this idea. They possibly are plumbers, or they would love to come on this program. So, what to do?
So, as I said earlier, to apply to do the GIVE program training, we would like the students to be enrolled already on a plumbing course with Universal Learn Direct Academy in Oshodi. Okay, so that's where we would like to get our students from to start with. As we venture more into Nigeria and we do more things and we build more training racks, there may be an option for us to do it with other schools. Therefore, they would need to be linked to these schools. So, to be able to do the training at the moment, we'd like the students to be linked to that particular school. As I mentioned, if they're an existing plumber and they want to do extra training and get extra certification, then if they go on the Grower website, then they look for the Lagos office. They'll find the contacts to the good people that work here for Grower in Nigeria. Make contact with them and they will then help you advance into that training.
Yeah,
we have a website ourselves, which is give.grower.com. So that's GIVE.grohe.com, where you can learn all about the GIVE program. You can see the training racks. You can see the videos that we've created from the openings that we've done in France, in Germany, in Belgium, in Ghana as well in November. And then they can also contact us on that webpage to register their interest as well.
I think that right away you should go on the Grohe website and go find out more information, call those numbers and find out how you can tap into this. It's a fantastic opportunity. And Grohe is spelled G-R-O-H-E. That's Grohe. You can check the website. Are you on social media? Could they find you anywhere?
Yep, Grohe is on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn as well.
So what are you waiting for? Go on, open your social media pages, look for Grohe, follow them, ask the questions, go in the DMs, call the numbers and find out how you can be a part of this training. I think it's fantastic, not just for those who are currently plumbers, but for those who are interested in learning skilled labor with certification from brands that you can trust. Right. Now, finally, before we go, we've got a number here that you can call. This is looking, my glasses are not here, so help me with that.
All right, I got you. All right, so you need to call 234-666-777-88.
I don't think you can ever forget that number.
Let me tell you again, just in case you missed it. Plus 234-666-777-88.
Is that correct?
I don't know. I've not heard of that number.
I'm wondering, it's going all six and all sevens and all eights.
666-777-888.
Sounds pretty like something you should remember.
You know, I think it sets a good like message across.
I just have one of my colleagues who's going to check that for us to make sure. The best place to get contact with us is give.grower.com. Yeah. Or the grohe.com website and search for the Lagos office.
So that's give, G-I-V-E dot grohe, G-I-V-E dot G-R-O-H-E dot
so
org. Do you have a number?
We have a number you can call.
Finally.
All right. Plus 234-806-939-605. Let me say it one more time. Plus 234-806-939-605 or visit grohegive.org.ng.
I think that sorts you out. Just go to the website so they can check out all the programs they have. Take your time to look through and then find the correct number. If you're not sure, go to the social media, right? You're all on social media. It's Grohe, G-R-O-H-E, and ask all the questions you want. All right, that's going to be it. Thank you very much for coming on WhatsApp Lagos today. Chris and the team, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you're just joining, we're asking you a very cool question, but something to make you think if you're yet to get married or have kids. So do you think you should build your business and career before even attempting to have children? Or do you think, well, I'm growing, so let me have children so they can grow also, so that I'm not in my 70s and I have a child in primary school? Or are you of that opinion that let me grow my business and career first? Let me feel comfortable first, and then I start thinking of having kids. Let's go on to WhatsApp. It's okay.
All right. So we have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende, who said, as a typical African man, I want to have as many children as possible. I don't do foreign baby food. At least akamu is still affordable.
Who told you akamu is affordable?
When we more with 200 naira, you can get plenty akamu. More children, please.
Wait. Is this person married at all? See, I make pap in my house. And to make... Okay, so I always store pap in the freezer. But I spend 4,000 naira making pap. And that's pap I make myself. If a papa buying pap, I'll say, no, it's not plenty.
Can't be that plenty.
Corn is expensive. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived.
So we have Shane Togene. Please forgive me if I murdered your name. But this person said, on the topic, I set a target that at the age of 30, if what I set as a goal did not come to pass, I will get married and have my babies rather than paying school fees in old age.
That sounds like a plan. Let's look at final one. We need to go in for the news shortly.
Okay. When I met my wife, I had someone I was dating for over 3 years. But when I met her, she gave me this inner peace.
Oh, shit.
We talked about how many children we wanted to have, which is two of any gender. As long as it's two, we're done. We had plans, but Nigeria is doing a strong thing. But my wife is a blessing. We have a boy already. He will be 2 by November. We're still going with the plan. This is Deomi from Shasha.
Deomi, thank you very much for calling. We're going for the news. We'll be right back on What's Up Lagos. Don't go away.
We must settle this thing tonight.
Yeah.
We'll settle this thing today.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
I can't describe exactly why I feel like a lot of music and dance today, but it must be like somebody wants to send me money. I think it's a vibe for something good about to happen.
It must be. I mean, you came into the studio looking like a song. So
gosh, you got words.
I'm telling you.
You have
the
lines. You have lines. First you said I was looking like
I mean it.
You have lines.
I say it as it is. I didn't even know you were celebrating some special occasion. You know? So you out of anyone would know, you know, the proper answer to this debate.
I think so. Well, let's go back to it. It's 0700-993-993-993. When you call us, you need to shout, "What's up, Lagos?" Because that's the show. And we're asking you personally, do you think you should grow your business and career first before thinking of settling down with kids? Or would you rather hustle everything together? Let's do the jama. Let's be building the business and career. The kids will also be growing on one side. How do you want it? 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01-4657-190. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Raise it up. Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Okay, when Modi is stopping from Bagada calling back.
Welcome.
You said you were in a commercial there.
Yeah, okay, welcome.
So, my plan was, you understand, 23, not until I get to 32.
Yeah.
You understand, before I now got married. So, me and my wife's plan was to have 3 kids. Now we have 2.
Okay.
But we now get to, and what is kind of disrupting the plan now is, the kind of schools the children needs to go, their children needs to go.
Mm.
And I kind of sat her down that, babe, wait. No, they look other people race, run your race.
Yeah.
Find the one will be say at least then get quality education where then they teach.
And affordable.
That is affordable than going for higher one.
Yeah.
And she was like, that school, it is old people teaching there. They have old women teaching and everything. I said, no, these are women with over
30-35
years experience,
yes,
of teaching nursery and primary school.
Yes.
You understand? And you're telling us to go for somewhere that they have about 6 different clothes they wear to school on a weekdays and you understand? If as a parent we don't plan right, at the end of the day we'll get it wrong.
Yeah, correct. Thank you very much for calling back. I appreciate your thought. We're heading from here to WhatsApp. We've got a lot of comments waiting.
Okay, first off, we're getting too many messages. People are saying they really want the proper What's Up Lagos response. So we need to scream,
cheers, yes, to life.
Cheers to life. Okay. You know the way Andrea does it?
I hand that over to you. Are you not told to do the response thing?
I'll do it. Andrea, I will make you proud.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now.
All right. So we have Evelyn from Amuo Odofin. She said, those that want to have kids and say they will be growing, you're hustling, they will be growing. In no sure, especially in a backward economy. I think you don't have to be super rich to marry. Just be financially comfortable to be able to lead a decent life, because otherwise you'd be punishing those kids eventually. Yeah, it's Daizita. I agree with you, ma. Then we have Sir Peter from Ijegun, who said, Wemimo. When you think about it, you realize that it is more favorable for men to have a laid out plan before having kids and try to achieve the said plan before actually having children. But it's not that easy for a woman for obvious reasons. I don't know the reason, but let's continue.
I'm going to tell you.
A man can decide that he won't start having kids until he has a car, a plot of land, and at least $2 million in the bank. And maybe Nigeria starts happening to him. And at the age of 40, he's still yet to achieve that plan. He can still decide to press on because he's a man and he can impregnate at any age.
Okay. So okay. The thing with women is that the older you get, it's just science. Mm. The older you get, your eggs begin to half. They begin to reduce as well as the quality. In fact, scientifically, it's been said that if a woman is over 35, she's more prone to having babies with Down syndrome and other deformities. Ooh. But again, like one of the callers said, we've had people who've had children in their 50s, healthy babies in their 50s, right? And there are various ways of having babies, right?
Exactly.
You don't have to have the baby inside your stomach.
Does it?
You know, you don't have to have the baby in your stomach. So, stomach, put that in quotation mark. Let's go back to the phones. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
I know, that's
where
not how we greet
ginger?
Us. Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Ayana.
Yes! Cheers to life! I try now. Did I not try?
Hey, welcome to the show. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Moses. I'm calling from Eleganza.
So why is your radio on? Just give me 2 good reasons why your radio is on.
Sorry.
No
sorry
reason.
I love it.
Please go ahead. Welcome.
So about this topic, seriously. It's not easy, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right.
While growing up, I had this kind of mindset that I want to become a pilot, I want to make money, I want to live comfortably well, take care of my mom, get married at the age of 25, at least before 35, I'm done having kids.
Yeah.
Like, set myself up.
Yeah.
But to be honest, the dream of becoming a pilot, I didn't see it coming. Things were just turning upside down.
Turning on your own.
I didn't just know what else to do, but I just had to take life the way I saw it. Then I met this lady and we start talking, and I'm this kind of person that I have this problem of saving. So when I met her, she kind of
changed things for me.
Ah, good.
She was hard on me. I started learning how to save, how to keep money.
Good.
I mean, I had this mindset that, things were not working out the way I wanted. Now, until I make money,
before you get married,
money, huh? I no go marry you. I no go burn any pikin because I don't want pass through waiting. I pass through, come bring it pikin again. Make when they do the same suffering.
Yeah.
But at the same, I was checking at it. I'm the only son of my mom. My mom is getting old. And the lady was like, "Guy, may we look this thing well, though. You have a job you're doing. I'm a secondary school graduate. You have a job you're doing. At least the job is paying you. Why not? Let's just plan towards it and see what comes out of it."
You got yourself a good woman, man.
And she got me the glory. She had something doing. She has something doing. At least that is bringing in little cash from somewhere now and then. So the whole burden is not only on me. And I looked at it. I said, it's even better. It's better. Now she's pregnant. And we're hoping to have our baby very soon.
Lovely.
Of which I am still grateful to God. Because if you're saying you want to wait to when you make money, or to when you achieve all your plans, not inside this Nigeria.
I'm telling you. You see, I'm of that school of thought too. I think you should do everything and just keep going.
I'm telling you.
Because if you want to wait,
once you have something that is giving you little cash, and you're a man that can keep money, you're able to save, you're able to like
plan
your plans.
Yes.
I think you should just go ahead. If you get yourself a good woman, go ahead and like make your kids.
I agree.
If you're waiting till when you make billions of naira, 40 is around the corner, 45, 50, and at 50, while you're still training kids, you get frustrated. To be honest,
I have
an uncle that is still like, his kids are still in secondary school now.
Wow. At what age is he?
He's 50-something now.
Whoa. It's not easy.
Imagine the pressure both from family, both from kids, and the whole thing on him.
Yeah.
Most times when I look at him, I'll be like, this is not easy.
I'm glad for you. I know it didn't work out exactly how you started the plan, but it's still going on smoothly now, right? Thank you very much. For calling. I'm of that school of thought. I think once you have something good enough, you should start having kids. If you want to have two or three or four or five, you're on your own. But
I want seven. What do you mean?
You want seven?
Seven.
I know
children.
You need to wait.
I come from like a small family. I want a big family.
Which is why you should start early.
No, thank you.
No, if you have the first at 40, when are you going to have the last one, the seventh one?
I don't need to be doing one a year. I can do seven at once. Boom.
Why are you frozen?
Why not? You don't know. It do happen.
You
want to
go
to happen.
Your kind of plan is out of this world.
Actually, probably.
Well, I'm of the school of thought that you should build as you go. I said, building your business and career, have the kids if you want to have children.
That's if you
want to
have
if you want to have children. Because there's never a time that the money is enough.
Makes sense. But you can like set up like a trust fund for
trust
your
fund.
Children, yes. And then when you know that, okay, I can afford
the money is
I can afford.
Well, that's a smart idea.
Yes.
Start putting the money together someplace in a trust fund. When it's big, so how much will be enough?
Once you can afford university tuition, then you're ready. This is me, oh. Nobody should break my
head. Please help me close my mouth. Like when you're ready, when you have that's when you would have the baby.
Yes.
Let me go to the phone line. I am not understanding.
That's my own.
I'm not understanding you at all. Like how I don't know. 0700-993-993. Please save me from it. Okay. Good morning. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Oh, yeah, now.
Yes! Cheers to life! That's how she does it.
Did you hear his laughter?
I miss Andrew.
I'm telling you, did you hear his laughter?
I miss her too.
His laughter went like... Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Oliver from Ogun State.
Welcome, Oliver.
Yeah, it's a very nice topic today.
Thank you.
In fact, it's a lesson to all young ones planning to have a wife.
Yeah.
Like me, not yet married, but now I'm ginger my spirit. So.
You're what?
We've gingered his spirit.
We don't. So,
oh, yes.
I'm glad that's the purpose of our existence.
Planning to have, you know, those things mentioned before marriage, but as for this country is going now,
I'm telling you.
They push and they go with the children. No?
I'm telling you.
So, I'm on a relationship and we plan 2 children is okay.
Mm.
But at least next year, at least, you know, I'm going to do them. We've got no time to waste.
No time. Oh, time will not wait for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm really glad to hear that we gingered you to take that step. It's okay, squeezing us. Like, how much is in your trust fund?
You know, 30 billion.
30 billion before you start. Hello? Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lego?
Hey.
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Answered himself.
No, see, I was waiting for you to drag it more.
We know the routine.
I was waiting.
He has answered himself.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, nice to have you with me, Mom.
Thank you.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Regarding having a baby and when is the right time, honestly, I was of the school of thought that you need to have everything in place. In fact, I used to tell myself, if I don't have about at least 50 million, I am not ready.
Yes, sir. That is it, sir.
I love
him. Reality came around and kicked me right in the face.
Right.
Was when I spoke to a senior colleague of mine, and he told me that, look, Chidobin, once you start earning about, say, 400,000 naira, you shouldn't even bother about, you know, having kids with the responsibility that it comes with. But at that point in time, I was telling myself that until I have a PhD, that I wouldn't even consider it. Because once kids come into the picture, it might be a bit
difficult. Slow down your pace a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I decided to switch up that plan because, you know, I was 30. I haven't gotten my master's yet, you know, with work and everything.
So, and if you add the years for master's and PhD, you're talking about 5-6 years.
Exactly. It was going to take forever.
Yeah.
So this is what I did. I got married even before I started my master's.
Okay.
But immediately I got married, I got an admission for my master's. And I told my wife that we have 4 years. You know, with the baby coming, we have at least about 4 years to get our career, our finance on track.
Yeah.
Because by the time they get to that 4 years, you know, you need to be active in a child's life.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing right now is my son is barely one, but I'm almost done with my master's.
Good.
You know, she's running her program.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, by the time the child is four and starts schooling and, you know, there's costs for school fees and all of that, we should practically be done or at least be at a comfortable level of education.
Uh-huh.
Then we can decide to do our PhD
before you have a second.
But yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. But if I'm going to wait till I have a PhD and, you know, own 60 million, in fact, my pastor practically told me that he had the same plan and now he's almost 60 and he still doesn't own a million naira in his account.
You see what I'm saying?
He started early and, you know, his kids are almost done. So, you know, if you can't have everything, you most definitely can't have everything.
Thank you. You are the perfect example of what I'm talking about. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Not Isoken telling me she can't sing.
I'm on a different boat, please. Let me row in peace.
Let's take one more call and then we head to WhatsApp. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Where's the vibe?
What's up, Lagos?
Ayana.
Yes! Cheers to life! We're always going to laugh every time we do this.
Let me see.
It sounds funny.
Okay, yes! Yes!
Cheers to life!
So it's like, yes! Cheers to life!
Yes.
But wait, you know it's not fair. If you don't give me that ginger, I can't give it back to you. You have to give it to me. Bah!
Thank you.
Hello.
We can hear you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Chingwa. I'm calling from Blue Level.
Welcome, ma'am.
Yeah. So for me, anyway, we have a left face. Now in my front, though.
I like that.
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah. But I think my plan, the way I plan it, doesn't go that way. But I married at the age of 35.
Wow.
Yes. I have my first child. At the age of 36. Hello?
We can hear you. Please go on.
Yes. So now, my daughter is, I think I'm going to 4-7. My daughter is in primary 6 now.
Hmm.
In a sense.
Yeah.
So
how's that going? How does that feel? Ah, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. She started about 35, and she still has kids in primary school.
That's okay. Is it not?
It's okay.
I don't mind that. I don't mind waiting till 35 to have children.
So why would you want? Is it because, is it the age, or are there things you want to do before 35?
Yeah, I just feel like to be mentally there, like, okay. Because I just feel like when you have kids, like now, it's okay, right? Mm-hmm. Once I have kids, I'm no longer it's okay.
Yeah,
I
it's am okay, mommy.
Esosa's mom. Mama Efosa or something. I don't know why I went to Efosa and
maybe
Esosa, but
maybe that's what
maybe
it
it's
be.
In my mind. But you get what I'm saying? Like, your whole identity, you are now a mother. You're living for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wait.
Let me live for myself in this
single
friend.
Life as in unmarried. Sweet. I love it. I'm not ready.
Good morning, hello. Hello.
Oh.
Cheers to life! I don't know what that was.
Come on!
Yes!
Come on!
Yes! This auntie is going to.
Cheers to life!
Oh, it's 3 yeses! Oh, God. Last. We get it, please. We get it.
You got the energy. I love it. Good morning.
I'm happy I'm able to like get you today. I've been trying for like I think over a year
wow,
now.
I'm so glad you're here. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So about the topic for today, when I was young, I was like, okay, by the time I'm like 28, 29, I will like get married. But at the end of the day, I got married at 25.
Wow, it was even earlier for you.
Yes, it was earlier.
Why? Why was it earlier?
Okay, the thing was, I was actually staying with my uncle for a while.
Okay.
And from what he passed through with his marriage and everything, I got to understand that it's better for me to start earlier and understand how things work, learn from one or two things at least, so I don't make the kind of mistakes you make. But he got married at age of 35, and but before he could get a child, it was kind of like took a long time for me to get a child, so stuff like that.
So you factored that in.
And I have a son now, and my son is like he's 4 years old now.
Good.
And well, the thing is, my dad has been stopping me to have another child.
Now your baby is 4 now. What are you waiting for?
What?
4 yeah.
Is that
now?
Do you know?
Like, yeah, remember my wife was talking about this thing yesterday, and she was like, "When are we going to have another child?" And I told him, "Madam, this whole pressure like is going to be on me. So just calm down, I beg."
But you know, that's what we're talking about. The prices of things don't look like they will come down. The prices will keep going up anyway. So why don't you just have the baby and rough it?
No.
Wait.
Maybe by the time like I double my house, and like the more money is coming in, then maybe I'll be like, okay, let's have another baby.
But you know that by the time more money is coming in, inflation is really something. So the money at the end of the day, I mean, consider what 10,000 I could buy even last year. It can't do it now. So if you keep waiting, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay, let's wait and see,
I'll be waiting. Thank you for calling. That's exactly what we're talking about. So some people like him already have one, but they won't have another because of the economy.
Makes sense.
But the economy won't get, it doesn't look like it will get better.
Is there there's no pressure. As you can afford it, hold it.
What is affordability actually?
Being able to open trust fund.
I'm putting millions in
it.
Do we have stuff from WhatsApp?
We do.
Let's go there.
So we have Akindele who said, "My ideology is that it's not necessary to have a kid because I can't have kids and make them suffer like I do. I love my peace." I like that. Honesty.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have Deumi from Shasha again who said, trust fund, Bawo. I was saving for our baby before she got pregnant. When she wanted to give birth, it was through CS I spent from the money.
Aww.
Yorubas, they do party for first child, especially when it's a boy.
Yeah, they do. But you have to cut your clothes according to the material available.
Exactly.
Right. See, this thing about forced parties. We talked about parties yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a party based on what you can afford. For my last baby, you know, sometimes when I think about it, it was born in the pandemic year.
You're a mommy?
No, no.
I cannot believe in it.
You are better. It was born in a pandemic year. So, hello.
Oh, wow.
All of the party was over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Zoom.
Exactly.
It was in the heat of COVID. Nobody was going anywhere.
Makes sense.
We kept our money inside our pockets. Amen.
Invest in Zoom parties. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, do Zoom parties.
Then we have Papa T, who said, on the topic, stand well before anything or make you no go day park plates at your in-laws party. Papa T, that is it.
Well, you need to have something good to start with, actually. This is not to say that you don't have any money and you want to start having kids. That would be totally unfair. Good morning, hello? Hello? Okay, we can't hear you. Hello? Okay, you were gone off. Hello? You're there now. You guys have been trying to call for so long. Please call again if you're able to. It's 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. We might be having guests in shortly. Again, this time is something even juicier. So keep your ears locked to the dial, okay? Good morning. Look at the phone lines. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
No, it's WhatsApp Lagos. You're going to shout.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! He has not finished. Cheers to life!
Yes!
Cheers to life!
Yes!
We're done. We can drink water. Please go.
Okay, I have a story to tell.
Yes, just please go.
I got married in the year 42.
Wow.
I never planned it that way. As a man in Nigeria, gathering money wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I tried the much I can. The last salary I earned was about 205,000. I worked as a school start holder in the company that I grew along the line with years of experience. So going to school was not out of it, but it's just that I was a kind of lazy. Let me just put it that way. I was lazy about it, but to God be the glory, I saved money. When I saved, the money will not get there. Like Fela said, you price something today, tomorrow it has gone up.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm from the southeast, and marriage is expensive. That's what people made me to believe, but I never knew it wasn't that expensive. To be honest with you, when I got married, my mother-in-law assisted me doing most of the things that I was supposed to have done with money. So I don't have that money then. She helped me out, and to God be the glory, today I am a better person.
Wow.
I am not working today. I am doing business. But I invested my salary in my wife.
Oh.
Whatever I get, I give it to her. She knows my salary. The only thing I go to work with was the money to feed
and transport.
Come back and do. And if there is anything that comes the way, that's the one I will not tell her. That's the one I'm using as my pocket money. But my salary, we channeled it into. We got loans from Microfinance Bank. I was paying it from my own salary while she's using the money to do business.
So if you could switch things around, would you get married earlier?
Look, the time I got married is the time God actually planned for me.
I agree with you.
For about 7 years, but the place is far. When I ask my friends, how did you do it? They will tell me they rented a hall for 500,000. Can you imagine? I don't even have the 50.
All right, thank you very much. We need to take a break now. Bring your message. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, so this quarter hour is sponsored by Colgate. You just got a message from them, and you should check out what they got for you. We're back to the phone lines. It's 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Should you wait to build your business and career before having kids? Or would you have the kids and just hustle everything together? Keep building and let them keep growing on one side, if you know what I mean. That's my philosophy.
Please,
if you have enough base money, as in you have enough, you have an apartment, you have a job to buy food, pay rent, at least pay creche money. Before you finish creche, you'll have more money to pay. If you've got, that's if you are serious minded. Don't try this if you know that you're not a serious minded person who can plan and who's dedicated to your personal growth, because you'll be stuck. And stay at one kid until you're sure that you've grown. Oh, are you looking at me like she's practically giving me the side eye, like, what's she talking about?
Thank God our listeners can't see my eyes.
Hello? I can't hear you. Please call again. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Wait, Anna.
I finished NYC at 23, and I trained as an accountant.
Okay.
So when I got a job and I started working, I was hoping to get married at 30, start my life and all that.
Yeah.
When I saw my bosses and I saw Javo, you're almost 35, 40, 45. I say, is this where I'm going? I had to quickly rethink my life. Then I had to find a way to start the side hustle. My side hustle, I converted it to my business. I resigned and I focused on my side business.
Good.
And today, I'm very thankful. At least I'm 32 now, and I have two houses in Lagos.
Ooh.
I
have
Please,
sir.
I'm married, and
show
I have two kids
this
already.
Morning.
So I was able to quickly strategize before Nigeria catch up with you.
Please come and teach us.
Yeah, it takes a bit of intelligence and thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, once you look at your bosses and you don't like where they are, that's where you're actually heading to. So I said they're actually doing fine. Well, they're the projection of your 10-year lifestyle.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't like what you are looking at. Take action.
I'm so happy for you. Did you hear the word of wisdom that he has? No, don't give me that. Don't even do it.
I not even start.
No, turn your full face. Don't give me that
eye.
But did you hear the word of wisdom he dropped?
Please, reiterate.
You did not hear.
Just reiterate it, please.
It is hence reiterated.
Please.
He said that look at your bosses.
Mm-hmm.
They are the projection of where you will be in 10 years' time. If you don't like what they are looking like, if their salary, and that's just the truth. I did that some years ago. I looked at where I was working. I looked at my bosses. You know, I found out how much they were earning. I say, Egba, no.
Help me.
And some of them had been there for, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. I'm like, what? You mean when I'm done, when I give you 15 years of my life, this is what you're going to give me in return? Kole work.
You can't.
So you had to upskill.
Mm.
You know, I said, don't try this if you're not diligent in upskilling.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready to roll up your sleeves and do that, because it takes a lot of work to actually grow your money, to grow your investment, to learn about investment. Learning a lot. Some of you are lazy. You're lazy. You just make money. You just spend it. You don't want to learn.
Attack me straightforward.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
With my full chest. Shall we go to WhatsApp for a bit?
Let's see. We have Omotayo from Lagos who said, you have a plan for your life and Nigeria has its own. I planned to be done having kids by 30. I wanted 3 now. I'm 42 with a gorgeous 15-year-old daughter. Not married, but I'm grateful.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Montaya, for sharing. We've got Jude Nosede on Skype. Hello, Jude. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah! Cheers to life! Did it sound like it?
I think we did. We tried.
I'm hearing new people voice today.
Jude, where are you calling us from?
Nice. I'm calling from one country, from Italy.
Ooh!
Thank you for joining us. Please go ahead.
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno!
Hey!
Buongiorno!
I'm multilingual. Welcome. You people don't know.
Oh, we you're all underrated. Let's go ahead, Jim.
So I want to share my little experience.
First one.
Because before I got married, I was 25 years.
Okay.
Actually, I was not looking after money. I was looking after love.
Wow. You were looking for love.
The person that we start from scratch. yeah. with me. So, unfortunately, I got is my wife.
You got her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I told her that I'm going to have only one kid. She said, why?
But why?
I said, the way the country is going, it doesn't deserve two or three.
Hmm.
I think we need to plan for that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm just talking on my own.
Yeah, or yours is your case.
So after the first child, it happened to be a girl, a daughter.
Okay.
He said that she need a man in the house. I said, that is your own.
Yeah.
Any this daughter, I'm okay with,
yeah.
with her. She sees. Later, we got the second one. Girl.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, you see?
You see?
Now, I'm okay now. He said, no, that is when I run away. I said, with these two, I'm okay. I don't care what family we say.
Right.
I don't care what friends we say.
Because they won't give you money to raise them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. What I'm interested in is their future. Because when I'm gone, I don't want them to suffer like me.
Hmm.
So I told her, he said I should come back. I said, okay, I will come back. But if I come back, I'm not going to have any baby again. This too is okay for me.
Not if she wants to. I'll tell you a story. Thank you very much for sharing with us, Jude. Someone just told me, in fact, just today,
mm-hmm.
how he also wanted one child, but the wife.
What? Tell me. Wait now, I'm listening.
The wife played her game.
Hey, God.
Every time. Now they have five.
Wow.
Five.
What?
Five. Like five.
You
For
know,
someone that wanted one.
It's too much.
Uh-uh.
It's really just too much.
But you know, want seven.
No, see, me, I want seven because...
Because
I want a big family.
Yeah,
I think,
but she wants a big family
But
too.
Her husband, they're not on the same page. Exactly. You can't just go against him and play your...
be playing cards and... Nah. You bought... We'll be right back.
Sexual manipulation.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
Yes, cavities!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It is What's Up Lagos. On your mark, set, go. When you call us, you shout, What's Up Lagos?
Yeah.
And then we'll try to match up.
I'll be like, yes, cheers to life.
Let's try that. Let's see if we can do that.
Please,
hello.
Ginger.
What's up, Lagos?
I did it now. Why are you looking at me like this? I'm giving you all my energy here.
You try. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Lola.
Lola, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm actually an oldie. I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You're sounding so excited, like something great is out of the corner for you today.
Shaya chat told
Yeah,
you.
Actually, she's celebrating.
Okay.
Yeah, today's her baby's birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
If you actually, see her, you need to go online and see how she came to work.
Nice of you.
Wow.
In fact. I'm in awe. I'm dazzled.
All right, then.
Thank
Wishing
you,
the baby all the best.
Thank you.
So, as for the topic of today,
yes.
actually, life happens to some of us.
Yeah.
I had my first child at 24, actually.
Okay.
She's 28 now, and she's married too.
Okay.
But I didn't have my second child until my 40s.
Whoa.
Yes. So my last child is 17 years apart.
Wow.
I have just two.
17 years.
Wow, wow.
Yes. So, sometimes man proposes, God disposes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You're
well,
right.
But the glory of God, we've been able to amass, amass a bit of egg nest. It was my first child I drank Gary.
The second came to enjoy.
In short, she see that baby.
You came to enjoy.
Yes, so
that's good. That's really cool. Life happens. That's just the truth. Thank you for calling. Sometimes life happens, right? I think for a lot of people, many people plan to, get married early and have their kids early.
All of us.
Almost
most
everyone.
Most of us, yeah.
Most people, right, would think, oh, let me be done in time and just enjoy the rest of my life chilling. But life happens. But I'm talking to those who deliberately just say, I'm not ready to have that child. Yet.
That is me. I am one of them.
I am she, yes.
Please.
Hello? Anybody home? I don't think so.
Nobody.
Hello? Hey. Please call again if you're able to. Hello?
Hello.
Not like that.
Please, Ginger.
Lagos.
Put it up.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. More gentle. Is this okay? You're like, yes, cheers to life. I'm like, yes.
Congratulations to baby.
Thank you.
Well, some of us, as the last speaker said, some of us, life happened to us.
Yeah.
Let me just keep it anonymous.
Yeah, that's okay.
I never intended to get married.
At all.
I wanted to live a kind of life. Okay. You know, say to say, a priest. In between almost 2 years to my ordination, I decided to quit. Decided to, take a reflection. Can I keep with this?
Mm.
And after about, I left the priest, the seminary. After about
You went to the seminary?
Yes.
You were a priest at the seminary?
Yes. Don't let me be like that. Or the Catholic Major Seminary, actually. Become a Catholic priest. So I left just 2 years to my ordination. Decided to get into marital life. And lo and behold, even the church will tell you, it is not a must. You must be a priest. It is a descending vocation. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
But the good side of it today, I'm happily married.
Yeah.
With two lovely kids.
Yeah.
I planned for that, and things are working very well.
Oh.
Well, Nigeria is working on us, and we are also working at Nigeria.
That is it.
We are also working at Nigeria to see that they have a bright future.
Oh, that's so cool.
Not thinking of getting married in the initial stage of my life. I got married at the age of 35, 36.
Wow.
And funny as it is, sorry, permit me to say this.
Okay.
I never thought, being an Igbo person, I never thought of getting married to an Igbo lady. Because I've lived out my life in Lagos. But luckily, I got married to a beautiful woman on my own expansion. I give glory to God. I'm a staunch Catholic. So let's leave it at
I'm glad. What's up?
I love that.
Sorry. So, we're part of my family are Catholic.
Okay.
So, when I was growing up, and I used to go to the Catholic church, you know, I look at some of the priests.
Okay. How do you look at them?
Like, you mean this fine man is ever going to be?
I have felt that way. Honestly.
Mean that all of this fineness is just going to be in a robe and just here?
Look at you. Honestly, I've thought about this before. I'd have probably been a priestess or reverend sister.
Reverend sister.
If not for,
You look like one. You're going
I
to
do.
Look really
I look like a reverend. No way. I'm done. Career over.
No, just wear the robe.
Okay.
No, just imagine.
I have this holy, appeal to me.
Only deception.
It's deception. I would be if not for my love for bad things. Honestly.
That overtook. Imagine. Well, that's a good story. Hello?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! Okay, remind me to buy you a bottle of water tomorrow.
Cheers to
please remind me to buy this girl a bottle of water.
Really,
I actually need it.
I can give you 8/10.
Oh!
Andrea, can you hear? I'm doing you proud.
Eight over 10. Wow. Thank you for calling. Please tell us your name.
Congratulations on your son.
Thank you. Thank you.
Raya by name.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, well done. Just to say hello anyway.
Oh, that's so nice.
Today. Oh,
hi.
Okay. Sometimes when we plan, just like the other caller said, we might plan to give two, three, but sometimes this is God that planned for us.
At the end of the day.
One or two to my little something else, but we just give glory to God and all our kids.
You're right. At the end of the day, we'll plan and plan and plan, but I mean, God's got the final say for those who believe in God.
Yes, certainly.
Some don't. Okay, we've got a few more minutes. WhatsApp is 08095975805 if you want to send us a WhatsApp message. That's if you can reach us over the phone. We've got someone on WhatsApp.
Okay, we have someone. What's his name now? You didn't put a name. Okay, Gaga. This person said, is a guy. He said, I always tell girls that I date until when I am settled before I will settle. And they cry and walk away. And I'm like, he's putting some really funny emojis here. And he's like, I can't kill myself.
So what's the yardstick for
money? It's money now.
How much? No, not No. Stop.
30 billion for in the account. You have to have this money, honestly. And if you're saying that, okay, life, God disposes, are you saying that really and truly? You have no hope in our country with the upcoming elections. You don't believe that Nigeria is going to change and then the Naira, you know, rate is going to become like very valuable. It's going to happen now. So, you know, we're not going to be buying Akamu for lots of money. It's going to be affords, you know. I have hope. So, I can plan for seven children because I have hope in my country. Get your PVC, youth of Nigeria. Thank you very much. Drops mic.
It's okay. It's TEDx show. It's okay. It's TEDx show just ended, ladies and gentlemen.
Honestly,
I like the optimism. I like it. I hope it works out that way. Look at the phone lines. Goodness gracious.
Oh boy.
Hello. Okay, you're gone. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Is the signing call.
Where's the ginger?
Welcome to the show.
Please give her a cold bottle of juice.
Welcome to the show.
This is Joy calling.
Thank you, Joy, for being here.
It's okay. I want to have seven children.
Yes, please. Seven kids running around me.
Very good.
Please, I'm so sorry. Can you translate that for me?
I don't know.
Welcome.
Come to the topic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we were very young, we used to plan very well.
We were the best planners.
The way we plan our life, it is work for everyone.
I'm telling you. It would have been so sweet.
Life will just be sweet.
Very
sweet.
Life the way we see it sometimes, then we still give glory to God.
Yeah.
But one thing is that you must have something doing.
Correct.
Before bringing somebody else. That is my own.
Correct. I totally agree.
Don't make a step.
I agree.
Because it will not be easy.
Yeah.
For you to be able to take care of them.
Yeah, and you shouldn't put them through trauma. It's okay. Yeah. I'm telling you.
You say you are not here, can't speak your language.
No, I'm so sorry.
God will help you to take care of them.
Amen.
I pray for you.
Hallelujah.
But you will not say because of Nigeria will be better tomorrow, you will bring 4-7 children.
Uh-huh.
You
don't come and stress us.
It will.
I envy those fathers.
Just envy them from far.
Because why did not join them? Already, I've already this virgin. I feel that it's only virgin that do it because I just want to enjoy my life. I don't even think about say children or all this. But because of that thing, I did not join them.
Okay. Oh my.
about this place tonight.
Okay, she finally scattered the whole She finally scattered the whole place.
Come let us catch the feelings for night. And if you tell me, say make up hello, hello. I don't go waste time, what to do like so. Hello, hello. Divide me joy, this go. Hey, this love and loving, don't be chop and go. Hey, and because of you, hey, I get to go strong. All over, all over. This feeling got me falling. All over, all over. Get time to something they do me for body, yo. All over.
No, it's like actually has tears in her eyes. Like just rolling off the stage, like what? Breathe.
I make you make me spend this money. This one like Julie and Romeo.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Yeah, you're beautiful. I'm telling you, you guys are just big time vibes. This is What's Up Lagos. Let's get a few more calls before we go. Hello.
What's up, Puto Lagos?
What's that?
That is the short version.
No, cancel.
We can't accept it.
Cancel. Give us the original version. Don't give us a remix. Let's
What's
go.
What's up, Puto Lagos?
Yeah. Yes! Cheers to life!
Wait, that's the pigeon version, right?
Yes.
How do I sing yes? Cheers to life in pigeon.
Welcome to the show.
Arede, right?
It's okay.
Yes, you know my surname?
Arede na my village now. I don't know say now you get that our village, so.
Ah, wow. That is interesting.
No problem, my sister. Action lady.
Wait, is it like you know everybody in this office? Because now, so you
baby,
and...
birthday to your baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your baby will live long ago. Amen. Head among his peers.
Amen.
Not baby tail, eh?
Amen. Thank you.
Long life, good health.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Quick one, back to the matter.
Yes.
Open and close.
You know, like one of the lady, one of the callers said,
yeah.
Man proposed, God disposed it, right?
Yeah.
See, when I say I want only two kids, I get two boys. You know, women with their calling man die,
I
my baby.
I tell you.
My wife goes, no, you want a girl. I said, no, my sisters, my own, they have a daughter. He said, no, she wants her own daughter.
Ah.
I said, okay. We went in. I kneel down, pray to God, please, oh.
Make it a girl.
My wife wants a daughter, oh. I want a girl, oh. With tears, oh.
With what?
I'm telling you.
Tears?
Well, around 2 a.m., she left the house. I didn't even. Myself told me, Uncle Chris, come, you don't put to bed. I said, what in the born? He said, a girl.
Oh.
I immediately. Obianuju.
Oh, Obianuju, person that came to this world to eat money, have
we? Obianuju, I just give her straight.
Oh.
I said, now it's completed. I've gotten a boy, I've gotten a girl, right?
That's cool.
I said, he called me again. I said,
She wants another one.
Down. Even my mother-in-law, all of them. All your family, some get 5, some get 6. I say we are not the same.
I'm telling you.
And I hear some mistake. Nah. No, make up your mind. If you go come and then you go tell me where that one from now.
Yeah.
I study woman. I study them for school. I be for church. When you reach that stage, you know what to do. Say you understand? Reach that stage.
So you know how to handle the matter.
I have 3, but like that woman said, man proposed, God
disposes. Yeah.
Now she's no more with me. Mm-hmm. Say you get?
Yeah, I know.
Like I always thank God for everyone. Even Madam Joy, please thank Madam Joy for me until when you want.
Okay.
The Joy that said. Joy calling, you know?
Yeah, the joyful joy.
Joy calling, please.
Yeah.
You should thank her for me. She's always there for me and my children.
Oh, that's so kind.
And she's from Edo State, too. I'm from Delta State.
Hey.
You don't know from anywhere.
Wow.
So my wife had the bed sick, point of death. Don't worry, God will set it.
Wow.
From nowhere, there for me and my kids.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thanks, God bless you, Madam Joy. Thank you very much for being a beautiful hearted human being. And we are going.
Where are we going?
We're going home.
But
I'll be be reading the news to you before I go. But we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. We've got another fantastic conversation lined up for you. Have a beautiful rest of the day. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and she's Isoke.
I'm Isoke Baila.